ahead and throw out the Chiefs 1-9 record, because that's exactly what the Broncos are doing as they prepare to face the familiar Brady Quinn, who will start Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium.
First and foremost, they're an AFC West opponent, so, you know, there's a little heightened sense of urgency there from both sides, and I think we definitely can't go in there with our eyes closed and think we're going to come out with a win.
I think they've had a lot of bad luck. They've had a lot of turnovers. When you watch them on film, the tape is different. You know, I see them running on teams that have stout running defenses. I see them moving the ball up and down the field. I just think sometimes they're having a lot of unlucky turnovers, and that's probably been the case of their season.
I mean, this is a hungry football team with a lot of talented players. So, I mean, they got a lot of pride, so we expect their best shot.
Through 10 games, the Broncos rank fifth in the NFL in yards per play with about 6 yards per snap. And now with Willis McGahee unable to play, offensive coordinator Mike McCoy will need Lance Ball, Ronnie Hillman, and Knowshon Moreno to each expect more carries.
Well, the good thing is that all three guys have played plenty. Early in the year, Knowshon was playing more early in the season and everything, so they're all familiar with the system and they all got to pick up the game.
You know, Knowshon and Lance and Ronnie all have to step up. Everybody else has to step their game up too when you're missing one of your top players.
The Broncos will fly to Kansas City Friday afternoon for Sunday's early kickoff against the Chiefs. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.